It's been almost a week since Oak Park Brewing had its final day of business, but Sonia, it looks like that now empty site that the brewery occupied on Broadway will be filled fairly quickly. The building's owner says the space probably won't be empty for long.
Yeah, this week he said he's already received more than a dozen inquiries about the building at 3514 Broadway, which includes a large outdoor patio. Now, apparently the former brewery invested about $650,000 in the building before opening 4 years ago, and the space is almost turnkey for a future business.
So could another brewery pop up there? Or, I mean, what kind of businesses are interested in moving in?
We don't know specific names in terms of the interest that it's received so far, but the building's owner did tell us that he has received interest from a variety of concepts. We're talking about local breweries, a wine bar operator, and multiple restaurant ideas. Now, just for fun, we conducted a poll on the Business Journal's website about the space's future, and you're probably not too surprised to learn that most people wanted either a new or existing brewery to fill the space.
Yeah, people love breweries, but it's interesting that the building owner has all those inquiries. We wouldn't have seen that like maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago, because historically Oak Park has had, you know, some of the Sacramento's highest rates of poverty and crime. But, you know, you and I have talked about before, there's been this sort of rebirth, a lot of new business activity there.
Exactly. That's a major factor contributing to this. Now, even though business activity in Oak Park is growing, that area still has relatively little competition for bars or restaurants when you compare it to places like Midtown Sacramento. The building's owner said a new business could open there within a couple months.
Any update on Oak Park Brewing, why they closed? I mean, a couple months ago, they had to close for a couple weeks because of vermin was found on their site. But I mean, did they finally say what caused them to quit?
They've been pretty quiet in terms of the specific reasons for closing. We don't know how much of a factor, if at all, that public health violation that temporarily shut the business factored into the final decision to close the brewery.
Well, let's talk about downtown. There was a report that came out this week saying downtown Sacramento business activity is growing.
That report by the Downtown Sacramento Partnership says downtown Sacramento has seen an increase in visitor traffic, business openings, and downtown employment over the last 12 months. A rise in business openings is due largely to available spaces within the Downtown Commons project, and that increase in business openings likely contributed to job growth downtown as well.
And what about this thing that Macy's is doing downtown? Macy's recently announced it's remodeling its store at Downtown Commons to make way for some kind of new discount concept. What are they talking about?
Well, the concept is called Macy's Backstage, and it will fill more than 10,000 square feet on the downtown store's third level. Now, this is an off-price concept that's often compared to retailers such as Ross and TJ Maxx. It's a store within a store that's already in several Macy's locations elsewhere, but this is the first one to enter the Sacramento area. You can expect big discounts on items including apparel, home decor, accessories, cosmetics, and more. It's expected to open downtown on September 15th.
We just talked about downtown employment increasing. Is this store expected to create any new positions?
Well, yes, but we don't know exactly how many. It's worth noting that Backstage locations are separately operated businesses, and the stores have their own buying teams separate from traditional Macy's locations.
Also this week, the Davis City Council gave the green light to a business park that's expected to include Nugget Market's headquarters.
Yeah, this business park on Alhambra Drive will move forward. It's expected to include three buildings. One will be used for Nugget's headquarters, and the other two are expected to be for research and development firms. Now, ideally, this new business park in Davis will add jobs to that community.
Where is Nugget headquartered now, and why do they want to move to Davis?
Well, the local grocer currently has its headquarters in Woodland, where it uses separate buildings that are across the street from each other. Now, this Davis location will put all of the company's workers under one roof. And as an added bonus, the company's CEO lives in Davis and will now be able to bike to work.
All right. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.